Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals. Welcome back. This is our weekend talk where we talk about our hype list of anime. Mm-hmm. And we're going to rate it from least hype to most hype. And this week, as in every week, starting with Konosuba, and then we're going to follow it up with Demon Slayer, Dr. Stone, and then we're going to finish off with Hell's Paradise. So, let's talk about Konosuba Season 1, because it's a spinoff, Episode 9. They're all Episode 9s this week. They're all even now, because Hell's Paradise took a break. Woohoo! Not woohoo for the break, but like... Now we don't have to worry about numbers. So, this, I think, was the first episode in a while that was significantly better because it was more towards, like, a very, like, a regular series Konosuba-like interpretation of the episode.
Yeah, I can give you that, definitely.
It was goofy. There was, like, the whole thing with that union was really funny, where it was, like, she was just going, hey, Megumin, are you gonna help? And then Union was like, nah, I gotta beat everything. And then Megumin was like, yeah, you got it. But then every time Union was like, you can't do anything, you're gonna kill everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely true. I mean, they walked out there like, we're gonna handle stuff. And they did not handle stuff.
No.
Those giant worms were everywhere.
Yes.
And then, see, that's the thing. Immediately when they were like, we're going to go out there and we're going to take care of whatever this problem is. And then they just saw the worms and they just went like dead face. Like, oh my God. And that's that Konosuba feel. I mean, like you said,
yeah.
The goofiness. It doesn't have to be Kazuma. It doesn't have to be anyone specific. But I mean, that goofiness of Konosuba. I've been missing that. And so I'm glad they kind of went back to that.
Well, and they have realistic expectations for what it is to walk out into a field full of monsters. They were like, that seems impossible. And then of course Yu does it and then looks thoroughly exhausted afterwards, and then she has to do it again. And then like that's the fun of it is like it's kind of silly. Which all leads into like the big bad, which was this lady who came back from a couple episodes ago who's like worshiping Chomusuke. Chomusuke is actually like a secret dark god or something. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I will rescue you. And that was so funny when Megumin just yeeted the cat out into space and was like, go get the cat. All of part of her secret plan to secretly use explosion on her and the cat. Because she was like, who cares? It's just my familiar. It's out there to sacrifice itself and die. And I'm like, that's also some beautiful Konosuba logic. It's like, you know, going, it doesn't matter, you know. Like, we'll just kill the cat because all that matters is the greater good of killing the demon.
It's a cat.
Yeah, exactly. So, all in all, like, this episode was so much to what I was expecting. And I can't just say so much better to, like, you know, poo-poo on the rest of the series that's out right now. But to me, it was so much better because it was back to that Konosuba jokes. And I'm like... I don't know about you, Johnny, but like a spinoff, I feel like is really good because it still follows some of the same joke and pattern from the original series. It's not like it goes, hey, let's do a whole brand new thing and change everything. The spinoff is building off the success of the series it came from. I mean, like, I don't know. This is a non-anime thing, but like, no, I guess I'll stick with anime. It's like Full Metal Alchemist, right? The original series went off on its own. And then Brotherhood came back and followed the manga. But they all still, like, when it went on on off its own, it still followed some of the same thematic stuff that the series was doing until it went off and did its own thing. I can't think of a good spinoff series that would, like...
I didn't watch it, but I can think of one. It's on Netflix. I made the mistake of trying to watch it for some reason. I think before I watched the original season or the series. I don't know why, but it's... I don't even remember his name now. It's one of the JoJo's. The season where... the one where he heals everybody.
Yeah.
It's that series. The guy who has, like, the power that has to do with, like, books and, like, opening your brain and all that stuff. So he got his own spinoff on Netflix.
That's apparently really funny.
I tried to watch the first episode thinking, ah, this will be my jump into JoJo's. That was wrong.
No.
Don't do that. But I see what you're saying. Because, I mean, yeah, you want, you know, a lot of, yes, this is why I was watching Konosuba, because all of this good stuff. You know, you want to have that nostalgia, but you don't want it to be a direct clone. I mean, you want it to be its own thing. So I was, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been an interesting run as far as spinoffs.
Yeah, and that all ended off with, like, a really fun moment at the end of the episode where Megumin, like, used an explosion against another piece of magic and then, like, kills this demon. And even then, the demon, as in every other, like, Demon Lord General that's been in the series, has this really sad moment, like, where you're like, oh, I kind of feel for you before it dies. Yeah. Like, every single one of them had this sad moment. Not like a demon slayer, like, I'm going to go deep into your backstory and see how tragic you are. But, you know, this one was like, oh, that's so sad. Like, because all she was here for was for the cat. And, like, you're just killing her. Mm-hmm. And she has, like, such a tragic thing. It's like, Megumin, your whole family put these horrible gauntlets on her that just are cursed and attract terrible men to her. And I'm like, that sucks. And then we see at the very end... what looks like Kazuma and Aqua show up in the town of the beginnings. And I'm hoping the next few episodes, I don't think there's going to be a season two, but I think the next few episodes are going to, from her experience in the town of the beginnings to finally joining Kazuma's party.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when we were watching it, or watching the last episode, I was kind of thinking about that. Cause I mean, you said that then, you know, that could have been Kazuma. And I was like, it'd be funny if the episode is just, it's still Megumin, but Kazuma's just in the background doing all of his stuff. Yeah, like stealing panties from someone, like just way in the back, down the street. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, because they should have 10, 11, 12, 3 more episodes?
Yeah.
Roughly? Unless they're crazy and they start to do more. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So we can get into talking about Demon Slayer Season 3, Episode 9. I actually don't have a lot to say about this. It was just good. It was all around good. I was personally not expecting this demon to get killed so fast.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I don't know. I mean, I felt it coming on, but I thought we were going to get another episode of fighting out of it. And I just kind of round off the rest of the 12 episodes. The rest of them would just be for this next fight coming up. But yeah, I don't know. That was pretty. That was a pretty intense way to take him down. Mist, man, it's scary.
Is that you? Yeah. Okay, that was number 5, upper rank 5. I was getting into crazy spoiler territory for a second, going, don't look at it even. So, like, the whole fight was really cool because we see another ancestor that's, like, back in the distant land of Tanjiro. They're both related to the same person somewhere. That's really fun. And then on top of that, they both, like, get these cool tattoos, which makes them super powerful. And I was like, okay, if Tanjiro literally could have slashed the heads off of all of the upper 4 rank demon, like, at the same time, which wouldn't have killed anybody because we find out there's a little baby version of him. But that was what these tattoos could do. So I'm like, makes sense that this Miss Hashira could also do similar things with his sad little backstory. But last time, it took 3 training, Demon Slayer, or Hashiras in training, basically, and a Hashira, and his ninja wives to take down 2 demons, only one of which was an upper rank demon. An upper rank 6, too, lower than the other 2. So I'm like, what's this? was this upper rank guy like not actually that powerful? Was he like powerful for different reasons? Or was it just like, oh no, they're just really strong.
Or he's not dead.
Or he's not dead.
That, I didn't think about that till right now. I mean, that was kind of easy, and he definitely just went down like it was almost nothing. But I mean, that either speaks to the power of the Hashira, or I mean, like you were saying, I mean, I don't know, there's something weird going on. Because I mean, yeah, what does that mean as far as Rengoku? I mean, he got taken down by three.
Yeah, three. But I mean, like
number three. So.
If each one is scaled, like I could kind of think, like, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
possibly, but I mean, I don't know. I just. I never forget Rengoku.
Never. He's a donut now. Yeah. So I don't know. There's good things to come.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. I'm excited to see him actually, Tanjiro, get his sword with that Rengoku, what is it, a hilt guard?
Yes.
That thing looked cool. So I'm excited for that and how it saved that kid. I mean, that was pretty lucky. So
Also, that blade looks like it's got flames up the side.
Oh, I didn't even look at it. I'm just waiting for it to go, like, explode with sharpness or something.
It is
done!
And all the trees get cut down.
There you go. That's the entire forest. Like, hey, Tanjiro.
It is crazy that he sharpened it from basically being rusted. So I'm like, you go. You just keep sharpening that blade, and you do what you do. Okay, well, that was Demon Slayer. Let's get right into Dr. Stone Season 3, Episode 9. Or through our Season 3s now. Dr. Stone is pretty sick. It gave us lore. It gave us the intros to what they may be doing to get into the camp. Yep. It, as Johnny was saying this right before we started recording, was, hey, did you want cosmetics? Because now Senku got you cosmetics. He can make anybody really pretty. And I was just thinking, Gorilla Lady was like, dang, she must be caked with dirt. As all of them must be.
Yeah. But, I mean, then you got to wonder how their hair is so blonde. But, I mean, that was pretty funny. Like, she was like, here, I know what to do with this makeup. And she just looked like the Joker. Just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty... I was not expecting that at all.
To do it herself? Dude.
She looked so horrible. I was like, how does she know how to use any of it? It's just going to be smears. But, I mean, I didn't expect a horror scene.
She looked like the Joker, but also something from Junji Ito.
Okay.
With a horrible... Terrible face. Actually, you know what? It reminded me of, like, Scary Stories They Tell in the Dark.
Mm.
Like, that's a face that she made. That huge clown thing, clown head that just sits on the side of the hill.
Scary face.
Yes, I didn't like it. And then finally, our girl goes, hey, let me do it for you. And then it's obviously good at it, having never seen cosmetics before.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I guess she's had to make herself pretty by no cosmetic standards, apparently. Which I don't know what that would be. Is that just, I did my dreadlocks all nice? I only say dreadlocks because, I mean, isn't that just like you leave your hair and just you don't wash it?
I don't know.
I guess that's fair. I have no idea.
Hey, he's learning. apology video.
That's
now,
what I've heard.
Johnny, it's the art of being kawaii. That's basically what she was doing their entire life. She's like, I had to be cute so nobody would kill me. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And also be bloodthirsty and assassin-like. What else kind of happened? I mean, they got the lab.
I was going to say, before that, there's the whole boat scene where we see Ginro and, I don't remember her name, Melon Girl. But she's running around trying to make a whole scene, trying to get the mobile lab going. Mm-hmm. Which, that's pretty smart that they made it amphibious. I mean, that's just next level thinking. But yeah, so they were able to get that going. Ginro decided to, you know, step up and represent and try and help out. So they got the mat lab going. Everybody got in the lab, and then they started getting chased. But then they threw it off by basically making poop without the poop.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
We learned how to make poop in this episode, or at least strong poop smell, which was kind of – because it was like, hey, so I'm going to take these rotted clams. I'm like, so they're already poop. Like,
that's
basically,
like a head start right there.
Like, they're already halfway there, And then they're going to be like, okay, now we're going to add in these chemicals, which are super poopy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And it was, I was like, at that point, if you're chasing somebody and then suddenly poop, like strong poop smells come at you, are you like, oh, you're right, we should leave.
Well, I mean, they definitely use that whole situation to their advantage. I mean, that's totally brilliant. They've never seen anything that looks like a car. So, of course, they're going to think it's some kind of big animal.
Yeah.
Plus with all the goats they were getting off. So, I mean, it's just going to be, I don't know, it was just smart to do that. And, yeah, they got away with it by making animal sounds and poop.
Yeah. I did like that towards the end of the episode where we had, like, they tried to dress up each of the other dudes. And it was like, and they actually weirdly did a good job of dressing all of them up. Except for the super buff bald guy. I was like, no, that dude's not going through.
I wouldn't
have
even tried that. I mean, I thought I don't remember what he's called. The Grifter?
Yeah.
The Grifter. I thought he could pull that off because he could change his voice and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, but yeah, I don't know. I didn't really, I don't know if I agree with the other ones. I feel like they were better off with just like the two girls, but I mean, that's just me.
Was it Ginro or Jinro?
Ginro.
Ginro. He did pretty good too. I thought that was really funny with like the high counselor guy, the head priest. Mm-hmm. He was like, I like you too. And he was like, oh, I'm super weird and like really athletic.
Yeah,
and
he was like, oh, you're a tomboy.
Yeah. He's like, I like that. And then they were all like, oh, his tastes are diverse. And I'm like, yes. Even though he lives on this island and is that has no technology, he can still like whoever he wants.
The future.
Yeah, that was extraordinary. So I'm hoping by the end of the season we find out what the hell the petrification thing is all about. Like, what does it look like? What is the actual material that's doing the petrifying? I hope it's something that doesn't actually exist in the real world, because it would be kind of crazy if the...
Someone tried.
If somebody, if I mean,
couldn't
super,
even say it.
Super anime.
Couldn't even say it.
It's like, yeah, this is from a meteorite, and you know, you use this meteorite in conjunction with other things, and it does have the capability of turning someone to stone.
That'll be nuts.
That would be crazy, and I would not like that.
Don't try it.
Stop it.
Just don't.
Don't make anybody stone.
You don't cross certain lines.
You may, depending on if it's legal, get stoned, but you may not turn someone to stone. You are not Medusa.
There is a difference.
Stop. Oh, maybe that's the material. It's like Medusa. Medusaite. Anyways.
I was going to try and think of way too many names for it now.
No, we're out.
Yeah.
Our last one is Hell's Paradise, Season 1, Episode 9. And this episode was kind of crazy. We learned a little bit about the gods who live on the island, the Tenson. We're casuals. We're bad with names, just like you.
Ben Tennyson's.
They kind of dropped a thing that was like, I thought they told Gabimaru and crew that there was only like the monsters and the gods, but then there's like monsters and then a class above the monsters that are still monsters, but they're higher level.
I want to say there was like three levels.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was like all the basic stuff that's just been attacking them, the weird bees with faces and other things. And then there's anything that's more, I guess, sentient and focused, like the fish.
Yeah.
The fish guy, whatever he was. And then, yeah, I guess it would go up to the Tenson, but I don't know. There might be another level.
I was going to say, I didn't know if there was like one in between, because they specifically pointed out the god monster that had like hands out of its eyes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was specifically one that was stronger than all the rest, but very interesting. Also learned that there was a max to the Tenson's regenerative abilities. Like they used a word and they basically said, oh, you used too much of that energy, because this dude showed back up in like this meeting of the seven priests or gods that rule the island, and that dude was all shriveled up. And I say dude in a completely whatever sense, because obviously,
androgynous sense.
Yes, these characters can be whatever they want, whenever they want.
I mean, sometimes they're both in their ultimate form.
That was the conversation they were saying. They were like, when they were talking about which they preferred, they were like, oh, I prefer being in the male form.
I like the attention. I like being a girl.
Yeah, and then it was like, well, you certainly enjoyed being a girl when I was banging you earlier. And I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, so they still participate in the carnal pleasures.
Does it seem like a godly conversation? Just yeah. Like, yeah. I'll be whatever I want.
You know what? You bang me, I bang you, I bang me. You know, whatever.
Bang, bang, bang.
That was, I was not expecting that, to be honest. I thought they were just going to be like, you know, we were just chilling. But, you know, I guess when they were both, female, just sitting in the plant, having a good old time, you know, it's whatever, you know? I feel like if gods actually existed that could do whatever they want, I think the world would be a crazier, different place. Also, people would be a lot different if they were made of plants. And I still don't like that. I still don't like that. I did not like to watch this humanoid person look like they were dying and then transform into a horrible flower beast. That was disgusting.
That was very interesting to see. I mean, we kind of knew that they were all like made of plants and whatever this like elixir is. I mean, it's giving them life. And it was interesting to find out that there's a limit to all of this because they have to apparently re-up on it. It apparently is just a life energy, and yeah, you can just use it all up.
The little liquid that looked like oil sitting on water. It was like all rainbowy.
Yeah, and then they chug that down. But man, that whole fight was pretty crazy. I mean, one, seeing that Tense and the god do terrible flower things, but Gabimaro went all out, and that was pretty cool to see. I mean, especially him, like, I don't know if it was him remembering or if it was just for the show being like, hey, rule number two of ninjas, if you're going to die, you take whoever took you out
with you.
And I was like, that's pretty cool.
You go to hell together.
I thought that head ninja guy was still going to have a sword in his head for some reason.
Yeah.
Just be like, I don't care. I can't die. You know, but I mean, that's fine. It was still cool to see. And then I was like, yes, more fire. That makes sense. I mean, they're plants. Keep using fire. And man, it was just cool to see. Gabimaro really stepped it up.
If Zoro had that ability, then he would be using four swords instead of three.
I mean, don't get me started on like why he doesn't have like an Ashura form right now. I guess he just hasn't got there yet.
Just stick all the swords in
through
your
body. Or like
a
better Ashura, because he already did that. I mean, that's what I was expecting with him and fighting that other guy. Tangents.
That's one piece. I mean, honest though, like every time he uses a new form, it's all, something new.
Yeah. It is.
He's like Ashura, and then he's like Dragon Twister, and then it's like
he's
Dragon
gotta
Builder.
Build off the Ashura, man. Just do that.
Yeah, I mean he
a
should.
A million swords.
He should, but you know he's Zoro. He'll kind of do it. Now he's the King of Hell, so I don't know. yeah, I really like. We had Dr. Stone give us like some story beats. We have Demon Slayer give us like all fight, and then we have Hell's Paradise, which is giving us lore and fight and one Gabimaru being almost at god level when with almost dying. We see that little girl like shoot at a shield and protect him. It was a bunch of crazy stuff.
Which was the same energy that the Tensen used. Whatever it's like, I don't know, Kai Blasts were?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and then she made just a shield with it and just straight down.
Which,
so.
Again, wondering what this little girl is because they didn't mention her at the meeting.
No, that's true. I mean, that's the thing. I was wondering if they were going to be like, there were eight and these are the seven. And then she was going to be the eighth.
Well,
but I don't know.
There might be a secret eighth because they basically said like all the gods, all these Tensen were broken down from one. And maybe that was the first person who drank the elixir, like turned into the ultimate god of this. And it was like, this is boring. Broke themselves into seven parts, but left an eighth part. Maybe kind of like Pandora's box, where it's like, let all the evil out, but keep hope in a box.
Actually, yeah, that'd be interesting. If like that's someone's childlike whatever ambitions, hopes, and just they separated, or it was taken out. Who knows? And then, you know, Groot's backstory is sad.
Oh, that was really, like, basically his whole village, like, lived longer than normal, but then the punishment was they turned into trees at the end.
Yeah, at some point, totally random, everybody starts turning into a tree.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, his daughter turned into a tree really early on. That sucks.
That's so messed up.
I don't know how fast that was, but apparently it was very fast. And now they all just pray and are creepy, weeping willows.
Yeah, that was horrible. I can't wait to see more things on this island because it could be infinitely big for all I care, even though I know it's just an island. But all of it is very interesting. Like the way the people are mutated by plants and the way the plants interact with like everything around it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So before we go on for too much longer, thank you everybody for listening. We got one more before I disappear. I think next week is my last one. I'm just double checking. Yeah. Next week is the 12th and then I leave on the 15th. So, we will have, after this one, we'll have a bunch of content on our YouTube channel for about a couple of weeks before I come back, and then we keep going, and we'll basically do, like, a bunch of catch-ups. Maybe an all-in-one episode, or maybe we'll do some, we'll release a bunch of catch-up episodes and then go back on our regular schedule. So, thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, it's a pleasure as we try to get our feet back underneath us. I try not to say the same thing every week, but we really do appreciate those of you who view us and listen to us. And if you could comment or anything else saying what you've liked that we've done in the past, and then we can kind of produce a little bit more of that. Because right now we're kind of just wandering around until we find something we like to do. So we'll see you all next week. Like, share, subscribe, all that beautiful stuff. And as always, keep
it
casual.